after the flood and the news of their deaths flew like an arrow into my heart. At that moment, life seemed fragile, short, something to be honored and invested in with great intention and care. The speaker's words helped shape the destiny of my life by making me pay attention to the choices and decisions I was making at an early age. Later that morning, another speaker shared passionately about how millions of people all over the world did not own a Bible or know the personal love of God. At the end of his talk, he announced an unprecedented opportunity for a team of missionaries to enter communist Poland as teachers to bring the gospel to this suppressed country. If you have only one life to live, wouldn't you want the privilege of being strategic for the kingdom of God? He asked. Will some of you consider joining us to bring the light of the gospel to this place? I sat riveted, my heart pounding, thinking, oh, how I wish I could have an opportunity to make a difference in this world. God, I am just a young, untrained, unskilled person, but I want you to use me during my lifetime. Please let them pick me to go if it is your will. I am your girl forever. As soon as the meeting was over, I practically ran all the way to the international office. I wanted to be sure I was one of the first to fill out an application to be part of the team to Poland. I knew they would probably not take me because I was so inexperienced, but I prayed all the way there. When I arrived, I was shocked to learn that only a handful of the thousands of people at the conference had filled out an application. It was the first time I learned that God often does not work with the most qualified, but with the most available. Soon after that, I was assigned to work in Poland and to travel throughout 6 communist countries, training groups of young believers in the foundations of the Bible. After completing international ministry training a year later, I moved to Eastern Europe. For the next 3 years, I cut my spiritual teeth in a foreign land. I learned a difficult language, bore the loneliness that came from being cut off from family and friends in a communist country, and worked with college students who were passionate to study the Word of God. I was merely a small brick in the foundation of a ministry that eventually reached countless thousands for Christ. But that one choice, to follow Him, transformed my life into a spiritual adventure. My determination to follow hard after God, to make decisions based on faith, and to seek to be part of His kingdom work was the pathway that transformed